This episode, just like all others in my podcast, was created without any support of ChatGPT or any other AI platform. And this is important to mention, as today we will try to guess what the future of marketing community will look like with the unprecedented growth of generative AI. Slides AI creates compelling slides in seconds. Blend AI creates professional product visuals. WriteSonic AI creates SEO-optimized content. Luca AI creates your logo. On top of all those tools replacing a better part of our marketing community, a student in Munich, after provoking Microsoft Bing's AI, was warned by this AI that it can hurt him if he hurts it. So AI can apparently not only replace all I've ever done in my career, but it is also emotional, vindictive, and pretty much creepy. Here in our Decoding Brand podcast, we are trying to decode how to better build our brands. And for the last couple of months, we've seen a clear evidence what OpenAI, Midjourney, and other AI platforms can do and how they may change the way we build brands with our strategic and creative agencies, digital agencies, and all other partners building the assets for our brands. So will we soon receive a full strategic and creative package in a matter of seconds, and the only comment we will give to an AI assistant is to make our logo bigger like we always tend to do? Well, let's try to guess how the brand building will look like in the near future across the entire journey, from brand diagnosis, identifying insights, through building total ideas and memorable executions. It's interesting to guess whether AI could be one day an author of the total idea, like for instance for Apple Think Different, or its 1984 epic commercial, or Think Small by Volkswagen, or Just Do It by Nike, or how about the more abstract Taste the Rainbow for Skittles? Or would AI suggest to Red Bull team, how about sending an Austrian fellow named Felix 39 kilometers up into the stratosphere in the helium balloon so that he could then jump from it with a parachute? Would it be possible for all those ideas and their unforgettable executions to be generated today by AI? Can AI help build brands with some true and unique creativity? And here by creativity, I mean something truly original that has value. So let's try to guess that. Recently, I've met Dr. Jonathan Moll, who showed me their NeuroFlash AI technology. You only need to feed it with a concrete personality you want AI to impersonate. It can be your brand, it can be some scientist or celebrity. And then you feed concrete values important for your brand, concrete formats of the content you need, be it a Facebook or LinkedIn posts or blog or website content, what have you. And in the 3-4 iterations of incremental improvements, you generate basically all the assets your brand needs to exist, with all its dynamics, not to be boring, with cultural fit, and with continuous updates, making your brand storytelling interesting, consistent, completely bias-free, targeted to whomever you like in thousands of executions generated in seconds. And all of them automatically tested for their relevance and power to trigger positive sentiment and positive behaviors, like for instance click-through, including SEO-optimized content for your website. So there, in 10 minutes of providing the input and watching which piece of content scores the highest, you just created the website, the brand narrative for all your own assets, forums, social media, press articles, and even customer center scripts. Was it creative? Well, not in the sense that we marketers like to think, but it was darn good anyway. Hence, the valid question is whether you still need to pay all these millions in fees to your agencies. With all the problems of their team rotating too fast, them not starting with a smart insight, or simply copying pasting old executions. Instead of all of that, you could invest all those saved fees and put them into the amplification of their share of voice of the uncompromisingly consistent communications generated by AI. So with our beloved creative partners, how will all those agencies, employing still today thousands of top talents, need to recalibrate their line of business to coexist with GPT-4 and future generations of AGI in general? I've been observing this generative AI quantum leap, talk to the befriended heads of creative agencies, and eventually I even myself played with ChatGPT for weeks, challenging it to give me the best strategy for my brand together with some best executions. And this adventure brought the following observations and maybe some personal guesses what can come soon to our industry. So let's start with brand diagnosis first. Fortunately, of course, AI does not have an illegitimate access to all the market and brand's data to run a proper econometric modeling and tell us what worked and what did not work and why this happened in the brand's past. It also cannot, generate truly powerful insights. For me, they were a bit still too derivative and too obvious to be interesting for an amazing total idea. The AI can, of course, understand what was commented on various campaigns or on products, and it's really, really good at composing a concise summary of past campaigns and what people thought and why people think they worked. And that can be helpful for you to identify what data you want to seek to diagnose better your brand. AI is equally strong in analyzing your competition, and here typically we don't have the data in this area of competitive data, and AI here I think beats human. But although it can provide you with the next step, so the regression modeling when you provide all the data, that is only what we've been doing before, right? Maybe it took us a bit longer. So for now, in my opinion, in this brand diagnosis phase, AI supports greatly humans, but does not replace them yet. The quality of AI output in brand diagnosis definitely depends hugely on how well you prompt it. Then brand strategy and total idea phase. The AI provided a very reasonable solution and a very good total idea. It took 15 iterations, and these iterations actually were the most relevant experience. Because in the process, I was providing more directions and more clarifications to improve it. Because AI started with the quite insultingly obvious idea and execution package, us experienced marketers would pretty much criticize immediately. But then we moved to less obvious, although still a bit generic solutions, playing too much on the stereotypes and not ownable story components. And in my case, it was Australian Outback as a context, violated way too many times. At some point even, the story has simply become too rich, not single-minded and overloaded, and thus much less easy to follow and comprehend, especially its key message. But at the end, the AI generated a pretty good story, a script, full script for an ad, and a set of good executions. But in fact, what happened was that AI provoked me to be clearer in what I want, and more selective, and more focused, and more determined how to prioritize. So it helped me generate a better brief. It helped me be a better marketer. And again, here in this brand strategy and total idea phase, the quality of this strategic part largely depends on how well you prompt the AI. I think we all have to learn that. The creative part was probably the least spectacular in my opinion, but there I had also an interesting observation. Iterations with AI were again a super amazing process to observe. The new responses the AI provided over and over were surprisingly more and more accurate. But almost, I want to say, too accurate, too perfect. I found myself not being able to find facts and figures to argue against the solutions the AI generated, but I also was not able to feel emotionally touched or connected to them, or to feel like we've come across the new Think Different campaign. All the prompts for the AI to be less direct, less literal, more abstract, or adopt a twinkle of an eye kind of intelligent humor were rather not effective. And I was pretty much relieved. I recall Jack Ma, the co-founder of the Alibaba Group, who has always repeated that our system of education and everything we do with humans must focus much more on creativity, on arts, on lateral thinking, as he's always understood that AI would be much more efficient and much more effective than humans in all those derivative, repetitive tasks. And I hope he's right, and I hope the creative process, with all its flaws, imperfections, going against the no pattern and generating something truly creative and something truly original, will remain our human domain. Then when it came to the products, again the AI was inventive in a predictable kind of way. And I immediately had this reflection that it may be pretty good in organic growth of our portfolio, suggesting the new line extensions or new logical categories to enter. But it would probably need to be additionally primed or prompted with examples to use, for instance, the power of serendipity. Coca-Cola, Post-it, penicillin, and many other products of an unintended incident would never have existed if somebody had not found a new purpose for something that existed in a completely different domain or simply something that failed. And something we could not find in the historical data, it had just never been recorded before. And I wonder whether AI can do that, whether it can combine infinite variables with each other and come up with a combination that might be a hit and test it theoretically on functionalities, but also on the storytelling capacity, and then recommend it back to humans simply to be executed. Would it come up with the iced tea idea? Drinking tea served cold was not a thing before its launch in 19th century. It was not in the historical dataset, so the AI would need to train itself into this idea that it may actually please humans to drink tea cold. It is of course imaginable for AI to come up with this idea, but also it could come with probably trillions of other ideas being a result of similar process of combining some variables with each other and changing one or couple of them. So how then it works? How humans would ever trial all of them? So for now, I'm not sure AI can come up with original product concepts like humans do through the serendipity power. But for sure it can help us grow our portfolios in a very professional and very well substantiated organic way. But what if I ask the wrong question altogether about all those legendary campaigns and legendary products? What if people will no longer care because the AI generated all of those? Or what if they start to question all brand stories and brand purposes, assuming by default that AI generated them and therefore they lack authenticity? And that means they would not relate to them anymore. Imagine brands stop resonating with people. What does that bring? Massive commoditization, erosion of uniqueness, drop in margins, death of brands. Well, I hope nothing like that will happen. And the agency partners I talk to, they also think that this trust we have in brands is part of who we are, of who humans are in general, and what actually drives us and drives our choices. I think we shall see that. So all in all, it has become clear to me that the better you learn how to prompt AI, the better support the AI can be for you in building your brands, their communications, and their portfolios. It's perfect in synthesizing incredible amount of facts, but probably not in generating profound insights or original total ideas. It can help understand the correlation between the variables and provides tons of them, but for now seems to be unable to make thorough, for instance, ethnographic discoveries during qualitative research like we do, like getting to the fifth why, if you will. So in my opinion, for now at least, AI will not replace us marketers, but it may replace those of us who will not use AI to make our brand building stronger. It's a great tool for now. And our role is to make sure that our teams are trained in how to prompt the AI in their work for our brands. And more than ever, how we communicate with our consumers must be authentic, probably a bit faulty, I guess, to make sure we never lose our human touch and notorious human unpredictability. If the AI uprising does not happen by the next month, I'll see you in the next episode.